And now let's hear the latest in our annual monsoon series. This year, we're looking at the monsoons through the lens of our five senses. Next up, touch. And for that, our co-host Lauren Gilger introduces us to a storm chaser and photographer in southern Arizona.
It has to be a tornado on the ground. There's so much dirt. There's so much everything on there. I can't see. All I see is a big meso scraping the ground.
Lori Bailey lives for the chase.
Got a mid-level vortice funnel forming actually on this storm. I am on the Orla Road and it is still going down. Wow, that's impressive.
For that feeling that she could reach out and touch a monsoon storm.
When you're out there on a storm all alone and it's just you and the sun and the sky and the clouds and the lightning, there's just something there that just can't be replaced.
Her love of storms began when she was just a kid, growing up in West Texas, where she would watch the thunderstorms rolling in.
And I think there was a magnification of the perception, you know, as a child, a thunderstorm and the lightning that's hitting close and rattling the house. It's quite frightening, but it's exhilarating at the same time. And you kind of want to find out more about the mystery of it all.
Then, as an adult, she had an experience that brought her face-to-face with the power of nature.
Several years ago, while I was at work, I was outside, and I got shocked by lightning. I was standing outside of a vehicle. There was just this white light all around.
She was left with some short-term memory loss and a new approach to storms.
And I think that gives me, I don't know, a little bit of advantage going into this, knowing that I don't want to get bit again, if that makes any sense.
But at the same time, something drew her to them.
So this experience, you know, 15, 20 years ago of getting shocked by lightning, did that kind of spur you into wanting to chase storms more? I mean, that's quite a counterintuitive reaction.
Absolutely. People tell me that I must be crazy or I should bet on the lottery because one of the two, you know, is fitting for me. I don't know. I think that it only gives me more of an appreciation for the weather and for the power of it, you know, and to respect it at the same time.
A few years ago, Bailey and a friend spent the day chasing storms, eventually driving all the way past Wilcox. But every storm they chased fizzled out.
And just as we were thinking the day was over, we noticed storms forming closer to Tucson. And so we raced back towards Tucson. And just as we got to the outskirts of Tucson, this incredible storm rolled off of the Rincon Mountains. And we were able to set up just in time.
It was sunset, and the rays hit just under the clouds, lighting everything up. It was perfect.
And you could almost feel the strength of the storm. You could feel the pulsing and watching this beautiful thing change from orange and pink and yellow and golden to purples as the sun set. It was just an event that I don't think I'll ever forget.
All right. Lori Bailey, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Moment Bailey lives for, and she isn't the only one. Dennis House called us with a poem.
The clouds perched, ringing the valley. The sun descends. The heat island cools. The winds arise, bunching the clouds. Thunder and lightning. Rain making pools.
Thank you, Dennis. And thank you to Stan Feichel for telling us a story that really shocked us.
Back in 89, on a Labor Day weekend, I was teaching some people how to sail a sailboat up at Lake Pleasant.
But the day would soon take a turn.
A monsoon storm blew up, and the cove we were in with the sailing club opened into the storm, so it didn't offer us any protection from the storm. And in the process of trying to make for a safer cove, I got struck by lightning. off of my sailboat onto the bass boat and went back to where the sailing club was. Then we worked out how to get me to the hospital that morning. So that's how I spent that Labor Day weekend back in 89, and that's my monsoon story.
We have heard a lot of good stories this summer, but none quite like that one. So here's to Stan, and here's to a healthy respect for the storms that roll into the valley this time of year. We can't wait to hear more.
Steve, I'm a little bit terrified to ask this. You've never been struck by lightning, have you? You've lived here pretty much your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like I have sometimes with the energy coursing through my veins. But no, what about you? You've had
it would explain a lot if I had.
You lived in the East Coast, which is a long time. Was there a difference for you when you first saw a monsoon storm kind of thing?
Yeah, I can actually remember the first time I saw lightning like you have in the West. We were at Sandia Peak in New Mexico. I was with my family. I was maybe 15 years old. And we were at the top of the mountain, and you could see the lightning hit the ground, and kind of like in the Roadrunner cartoons, a little poof of dirt. And we realized we still had to get down at that point. So, you know, that was fun.
Okay, remember, we love hearing stories like that, so keep them coming. Mark didn't even have to call, but you can call us and leave a voicemail with your story, 480-774-8299. That is 480-774-8299.
You can also go to the website, monsoon.kjzz.org, and send us the best monsoon photo you've captured. You could end up hearing yourself on the air. You'll see your photo on our website.